puerta. A la puerta de un rico avaliento llegó Jesucristo, la limona le pidió. En igual de darle la limona, los perros cabezalo a su show. Y Dios permitió. Que los perros saliera rabiando y el rico avaliento provece que yo.
Hola, flamencos y aficionados. You are listening to Poquito y Bueno, and I am your host, Cristina de Sacramento. And this short and sweet half hour of flamenco is brought to you twice a month by Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, which is broadcasting from 90.3 FM in the city of Minneapolis, in the state of Minnesota, in the United States of America, and we're also streaming on the World Wide Web. That's KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras. That was Manolo Caracol, and he was singing, he was singing a campineros called Los Campineros. The form has its origin in sacred Andalusian songs that were chanted during the early morning processions known as Rosario de la Aurora. El Rosario de la Aurora va pasando por tu calle. Yeah. And the Rosario de la Aurora is a procession, an early morning procession, mind you, like at dawn, which goes down the streets. And it is from the Brotherhood of Rosario. And it's another one of those, like I say, another one of those religious songs. We've got a few coming up today. We have a saeta and we have another campanilleros, along with some others. I am still kind of having a good time way back with flamenco in the 40s and 50s and early 60s. So that's what we're going to be listening to today. Coming up is a Zorongo Gitano and Paco Muriana and Nino del Brillante are piloting the ship on this one. Mm. I love zorongos. They're really beautiful songs, or tunes. It's the tune that's so striking. Up next, Manolo Caracol again with a saeta. A saeta is it's a revered Andalusian religious song. And I didn't know that the people who kind of sing it from balconies as the procession goes by are called saeteros. Not all of them, because some amateur people will sing as well. But I remember it was Semana Santa, and I was in Granada, and a woman came out to sing in the street, came right up to the procession to sing. And Enrique Morente's daughter, Estrella, also sang one from a balcony during those processions. So now we're going to have Manolo Caracol sing one. Wow, that brought back some memories, especially those little, often out of tune trumpets. That would be all that would be played musically during the procession, would be the trumpets and the drums. The drums, of course, helping the Nazarenos or the Costaleros carry the floats. That had the very heavy floats that had the statues of Jesus or Mary on top of them during Semana Santa. Next up is a Cartagenera, and Antonio Valdepeñas is going to sing that. Cartageneras are like tarantos are Cantes de las Minas, or which is Songs of the Mines, or in the case of this one, the Cartagenera, it is also called Cante Minero Levante, which is a cante from the eastern mines. In this case, the area of Cartagenera, which is in the provincia of Murcia, and their origin was like all really old Spanish songs, was with fandangos, and they sing about the mines and the miners' lives and the miners' plights. So let's listen to Antonio Valdepeñas.
Hey.
tortolica en la mano.
Olé, you know, that had the same tonal quality as Tarantos, and a lot of the embellishments were the same. We're going to go on now to a carceleta. Oops. No. Bad. To a carcelera. A carcelera is a song that's that deals with lyrically deals with the life of the life in prison and the experiences of the prisoner, and it belongs to a type of cante called toná. A toná belongs to a wider group of cante called cante a palo seco, which means that it is cante that is done without any musical accompaniment. And the carcelera, well, the toná actually itself nearly disappeared by the end of the late 1800s, when they opened up the Café Cantantes and decided to first accompany flamenco by piano, and then wisely decided it would be a better idea to accompany it with guitar. But the tonas, and a carcelera being one of them, were sung without any accompaniment, and the audiences really couldn't understand them or appreciate them, the wider non-flamenco audience per se. And also, it's interesting, martinete and tebla, which are two more palos that are sung a palo seco without musical accompaniment, are either classified as tonas, or they're classified separately under their own name, martinete and tebla. I'm sure you found that fascinating, but actually I did find that fact fascinating. So it's going to be, you know, I don't have it written down who it's going to be singing this. So I will look that up while you listen.
Ay, sí, 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 no, no. No llevan en conducción. No llevan en conducción. Ay, 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 ay. Ay. Hicimos una tonto le dieron agua, a tonto le dieron agua. Ay, ay, ay. Ya a mí no me sin Y si no es verdad, que Dios me mande.
The palmas sounded like they were por seguiría, but they were kind of backwards, so then maybe they were por solea. It was Paco Muriana and Niño del Brillante who were singing that Carceleras, and they were the ones who sang the Zorongo Gitano earlier in the show. So to close, we're going to do another Campanilleros. And you remember that was the religious song that was that is sung during the dawn procession of Rosario de la Aurora. And that one was sung by Manolo Caracol. That's how we opened the show. And we're going to close the show with one that is sung by Marisela and Mariquilla Heredia. So don't forget to join us again next week, when I think we'll still be kind of back in time, exploring some of these obscure palos. It's kind of, I find it rather fascinating. So may you have a good week. May you enjoy the last song. And may you not forget to go to the two flamenco shows on Sunday, the 25th of June. Onda Flamenco will be at the Lake Harriet Bandshell from 2 to 3:30 on Sunday. And then starting at 5 o'clock, the Twin Cities Flamenco Collective will be performing and featuring La Conja from New York on that evening. They'll be at Ice House starting at 5 o'clock. So maybe I'll see you there.
Señor San José.